The Mean Gene Show on iHeartRadio.
You can also listen on Spotify,
iTunes,
TuneIn Radio,
Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. The Mean Gene Show airs weekly on iHeartRadio with guest professional athletes, national sports writers, and much more. We discuss the latest in the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, and more. Here's your host, Mean Gene.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show. Once again, I am broadcasting live from the Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas, 4455 Paradise Road here in beautiful Las Vegas, just maybe a mile or two from the Harry Reid Airport. So it is a Saturday, September 24th. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the Mean Gene Show yesterday because it was fabulous. As a matter of fact, we had an unexpected guest. Now, he's been on the show before, and we're talking about Richard Bosworth. He is the CEO of Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. He just stopped by, wanted to talk some sports, and man, we really had a great time. So thanks, Boss, for stopping by, and just we talked about everything. We talked about Major League Baseball, we talked about the Aces, we talked about the Raiders and all of that great stuff. So before I get too far into the show is brought to you by Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. All right, I mean, it is just one of the most elaborate hotels that you can ever find. There are tons of things to do inside this hotel, and entertainment, you name it. They're getting ready for the JBL Fest, which is going to be happening pretty soon. Doja Cat's going to be here. That's going to be quite interesting, of course. And just go on the website, Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. You'll see everything that's going on. The show is also brought to you by Captain. That's Captain with a K, K-A-P-T-Y-N. Go to their website as well, captain.com. We're changing mobility for good. And I tell you what I really like about Captain, transportation is elevated. Travel confidently in clean premium vehicles driven by trained professionals. That is Captain. All right. So we got an interesting show for you today because we had a taped conversation with a Las Vegas Lights FC soccer player. And this was also interesting because if you guys follow the Mean Gene Show, you know that I will almost interview anyone. I do not care. But my show is becoming more of a variety. Of course, I'm going to talk sports, and I always find a way to segue it back to sports. But interesting. So you're going to hear an interview with the Las Vegas Lights goalkeeper. And we had a great conversation. His name is Abraham Romero. So me and Abraham talked about what he's doing with, this is his first year with the Las Vegas Lights. And that is in the United States Soccer Federation. So very, very good conversation. So that's going to be coming up a little bit later in the show. But we also will have... at the bottom of the hour, we're going to switch it over to baseball a little bit. As a matter of fact, we have an interesting kid that plays for the Reno Aces, okay? And the Reno Aces is a minor league team. As a matter of fact, I believe they are the AAA team for the Arizona Diamondbacks. So we're going to have a guest. He's going to come on in. You know I love baseball, right? So we're going to talk with Drew Stankiewicz. Okay, and he plays second base, shortstop, third base. Went to Arizona State, so we're going to talk to him about what he's doing in the minor leagues. And, of course, we'll probably get into some Major League Baseball standings and look at some of these races. You know, Aaron Judge, all attention is on this guy as he is just tearing it up in Major League Baseball. I mean, the pennant races will be here before you know it. And we'll look at those standings. I, you know, kind of get Drew's point of view and see what he thinks about some of the things that is going on in baseball. So also, okay, so it's college football Saturday, and there are tons. When I say tons, I mean there are tons of football games going on. Did you happen to see the Clemson-Wake Forest game? Now, this was Clemson, and I watched the ESPN game day earlier this morning, and it was just so much hype. Dabo Swinney was there, and everyone's talking about the big game. Wake Forest, anytime you get two ranked teams like that, I think Wake Forest was ranked number 21 in the nation. I think Clemson's number 5. But, of course, they pulled it out. But what a game. Went into overtime. And you know what? I really need to see what that score was. Let's see if I can get you a score, the final score. Because college football overtime is interesting. It was 2 overtimes. Clemson wins 51-45. Okay. And while I'm giving scores, how about we just look at a couple of other ones. Buffalo defeated Eastern Michigan 50-31. Louisville all over South Florida 41-3. Bowling Green, they lose to Mississippi State 45-14. And how about this one? TCU and SMU, both of those schools right there in the DFW area. And, man, back in the day when it was the Southwestern Conference, you always got great, great football action from college football. I mean, you just got great stuff coming from that Southwestern Conference. So, but this was a good one. And if you were there to see it, I'm sure you enjoyed it. TCU defeated SMU 42-34. Wow. Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh College there, the 24th-ranked Pittsburgh Panthers, the former team of the Steelers quarterback there. I tell you what, they also won today by a score of 45-24. And another final, another game went into overtime. Auburn needed overtime to knock off Missouri by a score of 17-14. And Baylor went on the road and beat Iowa State 31-24. That was a game that I watched this morning with Mr. Picks and Jacob Meadows. Yeah, we sat there and watched a couple of games, you know. And I tell you what, folks, if you wonder what we're doing in Las Vegas and how busy are we in Las Vegas? We are very busy. There's so much to do here. The commitment that we have to Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, of course, is to bring you sports talk podcasts. And of course, Fridays are always interesting because it's just a loaded day. The crowds here at the hotel is just unbelievable because people are checking in for a great weekend. But Saturday shows are interesting as well because we do the same format that we do on Fridays. We do the Mean Gene Show first. We do the Sports Kings. Then we do the Picks Are In. And all three of those shows are just unique in their own mind. And then on Saturday nights, we do a live in-studio radio show, KDWN 720 AM 101.5 FM. So tonight, after all of this talking, you would think that we have ran out of stuff to talk about, but no, it gets better. All three of us, Jacob, Mr. Piggs, myself, we will be in studio tonight, and you can catch that. If you have the iHeartRadio app, then you can just pull up KDWN, and you'll see that, 720 AM, 101.5 FM, and we are on 8 o'clock Pacific time, and that's live. We'll be on studio tonight. That's actually, about 6 hours away. Is it 6 hours away? Because I'm looking at, what clock am I looking at here? No, that's going to be, yeah, it's going to be 6 hours away. Okay. One of my laptops have Texas time and one has Las Vegas time. So I got a little mixed up there. So, yeah, 6 hours away. We will be on tonight and talking a little bit about everything. We'll probably have some live updated NC2A football scores, and we'll definitely get into week 3 of the National Football League, which is going to be exciting. Me and Jacob, actually, on the Sports King show, which will be coming up shortly, we will actually do what we call a countdown show. Jacob is filling in, by the way, for Dustin Pfeiffer. Now, Dustin, hey, Dustin, I hope you're doing well out there, my man. Dustin's been under the weather, so I think we'll have Dustin back hopefully in 2 weeks when we return to Las Vegas. I think that's from the 7th through the 9th that weekend. We're going to be right back here. But anyway, Jake is doing good. He's doing really good filling in. He's actually being overworked here because he has to do back-to-back shows just like I have to. So, but it's going to be fun though. So anyway, what else can we, let's see here, because I know we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to do the interview with the baseball player. some of the exciting news that is going on in the city here of Las Vegas is the fact that the Las Vegas Raiders are 0-2. They take on the Tennessee Titans tomorrow in Nashville. Tennessee is also 0-2. So let me tell you, this is going to be interesting because both of these teams are really great, talented teams. You got Derrick Henry running the ball for the Tennessee Titans. You got Devontae Adams, who is just trying to get find his groove with the Las Vegas Raiders. And, man, the unfortunate thing about the game tomorrow is someone has to lose, right? Someone has to lose tomorrow, and we're going to break it down. I'm not going to get into who's going to win or lose because, you know, that's just too easy to tell you what I think. We have to really kind of break it down and see exactly what's going to take place. But it's a desperation because 17-game schedule, right? And, you know, 0-2 teams historically have never made the playoffs. So, and that could change. You know, with a 17-game schedule, you could theoretically drop a few. Depending on when your bye week is, you can almost recover, go on some sort of streak, depending on your schedule. Because if your schedule's jacked, then, you know, you're probably going to be mathematically eliminated from the playoffs after week 3 or 4 if you can't muster up a win. But it makes for exciting NFL football. And it's just incredible. I've been doing this now for almost 25 years. Since I first went on the air in Moreno Valley, California, a station called KHPY, which is K-Happy, right? There was nothing happy about being in Moreno Valley, I can tell you that, because the weather was just horrible, completely hot, almost in the desert. You know, if you drive a little bit farther south, you're in Palm Springs, I do believe, and everyone knows it gets completely hot. In Palm Springs. But yeah, Moreno Valley is where it started. It wasn't the Mean Gene Show, of course. I worked with a couple of guys. As a matter of fact, some of them you have, you're familiar with Denny Sharma. Denny, he joined me here about a month ago, did a show here with us. And Wayne Brown. Wayne was here a couple of weeks ago. He was here when we had Icky Woods on. So we've just been doing this. Been doing this for 20 years, 22, 23 years, actually. And it's just been incredible. So we've had some great folks come on the show. I didn't start doing the Mean Gene Show until 2017, I believe. I take that back. I think it was 2018 when I started doing the Mean Gene Show. But anyway, we have a lot of fun here. And I tell you what. So what I'm going to do now is go ahead and play the interview that I had earlier today with Abraham Marino. And Abraham is a soccer player. He's actually a goaltender for a goalkeeper. Is it goalkeeper? Look, I'm trying to get this right. It was a goaltender. There's no such thing as a goaltender, right? A goalkeeper for the Las Vegas Lights. And you can see my knowledge of soccer, which, you know, some people refer to as football, need some brushing up on. But we did have an interesting conversation, and I really enjoyed talking with him. The World Cup is going to be coming to the United States, which is always exciting, and that's usually when I get just totally into it, and into soccer. But I have watched it, okay? And Abraham Romero is a very seasoned player. So what we're going to do is we are going to play that interview, and then we will come back. We should be at the bottom of the hour, and then we will get you ready for our live interview with Drew Stankiewicz, who plays for the Reno Aces in the minor league baseball. So here's my conversation earlier today with Las Vegas Lights goalkeeper Abraham Romero. We talk a lot of football on the Mean Gene Show, but if depending on what type of football fan you are, meaning not the NFL flavor, but actually soccer, because I spent some time over in Europe, and anytime you say football, It's not the NFL flavor, and that's why the NFL is really trying to get over there and introduce them to American football, because they, you know, they have a different version of football. But I have a guest today that we are going to talk to. He's part of the Major Soccer League. He's actually a goalkeeper, and he plays for the Las Vegas Lights FC, and they are getting ready for a big game tonight, and he's actually taking some time out of his schedule to talk to us before the big game tonight. Please welcome to the show, Abraham Romero. What's up, Abraham?
Hi, Jen. Thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
Hey.
Nothing much, man.
Hey, look here. You know, I've noticed that Major League Soccer has expanded. I remember when there was only a few teams now. How many do you have now?
Well, it depends, because Major League Soccer is the MLS, and USL is also, like, it's another league in the U.S. of soccer. So Las Vegas Lights is in the USL, but we're affiliated to LAFC, which is in the MLS.
Okay. And then you guys, now I've noticed that it has grown into, like, there's a Western Conference, and actually there's an Eastern Conference, right? So how many teams are in your division?
I think on the West, I think we might have 17.
Oh, wow.
17 teams. And on the East, we have 18 teams.
And the Las Vegas Lights, this is a new team. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's relatively new. I don't think it's older than like 5-6 years. I recently got to the team this season.
Now, and school me and my listeners, because what does the FC stand for?
It stands for football club, actually.
Okay. I did not know football club. That's interesting, very interesting. So do you have conversations with people when you talk about football, and most folks are thinking you're talking NFL, and you have to correct them that, no, we're talking football?
Funny enough, no. I think I'm surrounded with a lot of people that, when I say football, they know that I'm speaking of soccer. And if I say football and I'm speaking of American football, then they're a little thrown off.
Okay. And now, and you were born in Mexico, right?
No, I was born in L.A. with Mexican parents, actually.
Okay. And so when did you take to soccer?
I took to soccer 3 professionally when I was 17.
Oh, wow. Okay. And just give us a little bit of history. So what was the first, you know, soccer, you know, major soccer team that you played for?
Well, long story short, I played with LA Galaxy Academy back in the day. Then I went to play in Mexico for 4 years. I played in a U-17 World Cup in Chile, U-20 World Cup in South Korea, a Club World Cup in Dubai. Then after I spent that 4 year span in Mexico with Pachuca, I came to LA Galaxy, then went to Orange County Soccer Club, won the league, and then came here to Las Vegas Lights. That's kind of like a quick summary.
Wow. See, and it's true that soccer players probably travel more than any team sports. You guys just travel. You travel all over the world and all over the country.
Yeah, I was traveling all over the world when I was with the national team. I played for Mexico for a good amount of time for the youth national team. And, yeah, I've been to, I think, 51 countries now.
Wow. That is amazing. So tell me a little bit about the FIFA and what impact it has on soccer.
Like FIFA the game or FIFA the federation?
The federation.
The federation, well, I don't know what to tell you about them. They do what they can, and they do what they must sometimes to keep the leagues running properly, because there are certain times in certain countries that the leagues aren't being upheld properly by the directors of the clubs, and they're cheating players out of money, and that's when they intervene. It's a good federation, I think.
So now, with the United States Soccer Federation, how does the USSF, how does it interact with the FIFA?
Well, the United States Soccer Federation and every federation from like singular countries all answer back to FIFA, really. So everything has to be ran by FIFA prior.
Okay. Okay. Folks, once again, you are listening to the Mean Gene Show, and we are talking with Abraham Romero, goalkeeper for the Las Vegas Lights. And so I have a question as a goalkeeper, and you probably have one of the most important positions on the team, and just how difficult and exactly how do you prepare to because you have somewhat how many attempts a game, like 50, 60 attempts a game coming your way that you have to prevent that ball from getting through the nets?
Yeah, preparation, I guess it goes individually. I just like to not really think about the match too much. I shut everything out throughout the day. I do my own thing. And then when the game comes, I kind of just rely on the instinct and the training that I've been through my entire life. And I just trust that. And more often than not, it works out pretty well.
So what's the process of like someone from the Lights being selected to play in the World Cup? What is that process like?
Oh, you know, that's tough. That is a tough idea. For example, for me, being Mexican and playing for the Mexican national team, it'd be very difficult for me to get called from Las Vegas Lights. I'd have to have an incredible, unearthly-like season to get called into the Mexican Federation, just because the players that are on the Mexican Federation right now are all big time in the sense of they've played at very big clubs and they have big history, and like they're very in the eyes of the media, even if there's absolutely no difference in skill level, mm-hmm. even if the reality is that they aren't better by no means, they have more exposure. And sometimes, you know, being a poster boy sells a lot more than being good.
Okay. But it can be done, right?
Oh, yeah. It can be done. Difficult, but it can be done.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk about your team's standings now. I believe you guys are in the eighth spot there, if I'm not mistaken. So when it comes to the playoffs, where do you need to be in order so that the Lights can get into the playoffs?
We need to be in seventh place as a bare minimum to get into playoffs. And then after that, it's just first round elimination. It's one game. And if you lose, you're kicked out. So if we win tonight, we move up to seventh. If we win Tuesday, because we have another match Tuesday, we'll move up to sixth. Then like if we win on Friday, we big moves, and we'll probably be sixth or fifth place and comfortably be going into playoffs without really any fear.
Okay. So now how long have you been on the Lights team?
This is my first season, so okay. Realistically I got here in February.
So, and then I'm sure you're aware that, you know, Las Vegas has become a sports town. Yeah, with the Raiders are in town. You have you guys are in town. Then you have the Las Vegas Aces who just won a WNBA championship. So what's your thoughts on that? Are you just really fascinated with the city and knowing that it's a major sports town?
Yeah, I think it's great for Vegas. I think it brings a whole different crowd to the city, because we know how sports fans get and we know how dedicated some of these fans are, and we love to see it and we love to see them come out and support. So I think it's great for the city, and I see that the MLS might also make MLS club here in Vegas in 2023-2024.
Oh, wow. Interesting. So, and okay, so tell us a little bit about your opponent tonight and what are the expectations and how are you guys going to put away the San Diego club?
Well, they're in second place, so they're in second place in the Western Conference, fourth place overall, I think, in the country. So they're one of the better clubs in the league. And, you know, I guess all we can really do is play our own game and do the best we can do, and hopefully everything works out. But we beat them once at their home, so okay. I don't see why we beat them at our home.
And how many games total do you guys play in a regular season?
We play 34 games plus another 4 games if we get all the way to the final. So 38 games is the goal.
Okay. All right, man. This is great stuff. So you want to tell the listeners exactly where are you playing tonight and what time do you kick off there?
Yeah, we're playing 7 p.m. at Cashman Field. It'd be amazing if people come out and show support. Last week we had a big sellout crowd, but the field ended up flooding because a pipe burst under for some reason.
Oh, my goodness.
They ended up canceling the match, which was hilarious. It never happened to me in my career, but, you know, good stories.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's crazy because it wasn't like just a couple of weeks ago. There was a monsoon that came through here, and a lot of the casinos took on water, but to have a pipe bust and have a game canceled, that was kind of weird, huh?
Yeah, that was very unlucky. But it happens, I guess.
Yeah, it's Vegas. Well, hey, Abraham, man, I wish you good luck tonight versus the San Diego Laurel. It's Laurel, right? San Diego Laurel Club? Is that the name?
Yeah, Laurel.
And good luck. And, hey, so now you guys own what television network here locally where we can find you?
If I'm going to be quite honest, I don't even know. I'm usually playing the game, so I don't
never watch them. Well, hey, we'll get that information and let folks know because I know when I turn on my television, there's always soccer on TV. So I don't always know who's playing, but I tell you what, we got to make sure we get that information out to folks so they can know where to be able to watch you. So appreciate you joining me, and good luck tonight.
Thanks, Gene. I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem, folks. Talking with Abraham Romero, goalkeeper for the Las Vegas Lights here on the Mean Gene Show. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Download the Captain app and travel confidently in clean, premium vehicles driven by trained professionals. Our premium fleet of luxury vehicles ensure you safely arrive at your destination in comfort and style with every ride. If you're flying into the Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas, LAS, why not get your trip started the right way with a stylish and eco-friendly ride to your destination? Our high-end Las Vegas Airport car service redefines airport transportation with our exclusive fleet of electric vehicles, town cars, limo service, and SUVs. Streamline your travel plans with a comfortable ride in a sleek Tesla model or luxury vehicle. Simply download our app, reserve your ride, and we'll be waiting for you in baggage claim before your plane even lands. Download the Captain app from the App Store or Google Play to book your private car service from LAS today. That's Captain spelled K-A-P-T-Y-N from the App Store or Google Play.
And we're back, folks. Once again, you are listening to the Mean Gene Show on iHeartRadio. Hope you are enjoying a wonderful Saturday as we continue on from the Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas. That's where we are currently broadcasting from. We are here every other weekend doing shows. We do the Mean Gene Show, we do the Sports King Show, and we also do the Picks Are In. So all of these shows take place every other weekend here. This is our weekend, and man, it's week 3 of the National Football League. We're just a little bit all over the place today on the Mean Gene Show. As you know, I talk about a lot of things. I cover, you name it. If it's happening, it's happening. We had some great folks on yesterday. The CEO of the hotel was on the Mean Gene Show. And of course, we had Jason Bartucci, who is the general manager of the Cassie Beach House restaurant here, which is a really cool place. So in the first half of the show, we talk with Abraham Romero, who is a goalkeeper for the Las Vegas Lights FC soccer team. So they got a big game tonight against San Diego, and we'll follow up with him and see how things went for the weekend. But now my next guest is joining me, and I believe he's in Arizona. He's going to correct me and tell me where he's at. But anyway, he plays for the Reno Aces of the Pacific Coast League, and he is, let's say, second baseman, shortstop, third baseman. That's a lot, so he's going to clear that up for us. But anyway, please welcome to the show, Drew Stankiewicz. Drew, how you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure to have you on, because when my producer told me you were coming on, and then I saw that affiliation with the Arizona Diamondbacks, I said, well, this is going to be interesting, because, you know, here in Las Vegas, there's a lot of Dodger fans, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I know you're not going to give all the secrets away on this show, knowing you're talking to a heavily Dodgers crowd. But Reno, how far is Reno from Las Vegas, by the way?
Oh, it's a good question. We flew, and I was definitely I passed out driving on the flight. Our flight was at 6 in the morning. The bus left at 4, and we had to get here quick. So it was a pretty quick flight, so it's not that long.
Okay, cool. So now, all right, second baseman, shortstop, third baseman. That sounds like a lot of work. That sounds very, very busy.
And I've also played left and right this year, too.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I played everywhere.
So now, is this because you're just that great of a player, or is there just a shortage of players on the team?
It's kind of a super utility role. Utility means you just play everywhere. As long as I'm in the lineup, I don't care where I'm. It's definitely an advantage being able to play a lot more positions, because then I get more opportunities to play.
That's pretty cool. So so when did your baseball career start? I know you attended Arizona State. So sort of take us from the Arizona State days to you getting the opportunity to get into the majors and the minors.
I played Arizona State from 12 to 14. I got drafted in the 11th round by the Philadelphia Phillies after my junior year, so I left school early. I was there with the Phillies from 14 to 19. And then I was with the Indians the next year. Now the Guardians.
The Guardians, yeah.
Yeah, excuse me. I actually was in Mexico as of last. No team signed me, so then I went and played in the Mexican League for the first 2 or 3 months of the season, and then the Minnesota Twins picked me up and sent me to AAA there up in St. Paul, Minnesota. So I've had a hell of a career, and then after my stint with the Twins, the D-backs called me and they signed me to a minor league contract. I'm like, let's do it, my hometown, get it.
Hey, good man, I tell you. And one thing I can say about baseball players. And a lot of people just don't know. It just seems like you guys have a tougher, much tougher road to get to the pros than any of the other sports. Because I think basketball maybe is kept, it's still in a page from baseball as far as, you know, with the developmental leagues and everything. But would you agree with me that baseball players really have it tough, a road to get to the majors?
Oh, I think it's, I mean, I'm not, I am a little biased, but I think it's, to get to the big leagues, it's absolutely, it takes a lot of determination, and also I think it takes a lot of luck too. Someone getting hurt, someone gets traded, you going up at the right time. If your position needs to be filled at the big leagues, and you could be the best player in AAA, but they already have that role filled in the big leagues, so they're not going up, but they're going to send up a pitcher who isn't having as good a year as you. So it's absolutely insane. And a lot of people don't understand how the minor leagues work and how much of a grind it is. Like, I remember when I was in high with the Phillies, we had 6 guys in a 2-bed. Like, it was absolutely insane because we don't get paid anything. But now the tides are starting to turn this year. We got a union going now. So now it's getting a little better slowly but surely. But it's definitely a grind.
Yeah, it is, man, and I applaud you guys. That's why when I'm watching baseball and I see, that they're called up someone and they get that first opportunity at bat in Major League, man, that people don't understand how big of a moment that is. Am I right?
Oh, it's absolutely insane. I've had the pleasure of seeing a couple of my buddies getting called up here and going to the big leagues and getting that first hit, and everyone's going crazy. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's unreal. So you get drafted by the Philadelphia Phillies, and now you're with the Arizona Diamondback organization. So did you think that you would kind of just stay with the Phillies and have a chance to play with them?
Oh, yeah, I definitely did. I had the first couple of years of my career with the Phillies. It went really, really well. Then I got hindered with some injuries that kind of set me back a little bit. And then just with the Phillies in 2019, they decided to go with a different direction, so they released me.
Mm-hmm.
So and then So then that's when the Guardians signed me for a little bit. And then I've just been a free agent ever since 2020. So, and I'm just, and then when the D-backs called me this last offseason in December, I said, yeah, let's do it. It's my hometown. My dad played the big ones in the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. Andy.
It'd be absolutely, like, if I make my big league debut with the Diamondbacks, it would be a dream come true.
Well, yeah, let's talk about your father for a minute, because right now he's coaching USC, right?
Yeah, he's the head coach at USC.
And so Andy Stankiewicz, and I'm talking to my audience here, played for the New York Yankees, the Houston Astros, Montreal Expos, and the Diamondbacks. And like we just said, he is the head coach of the USC Trojans. So how much of an influence did your dad have? I'm sure a lot. But tell us, what was it like growing up with, you know, a father that played in the majors?
Oh, it was it's kind of a double-edged sword. Obviously, just I remember Montreal a little bit, just living down there in Montreal, Canada. But it was going to those stadiums, seeing all the things. I met Vladimir Guerrero. I've met all the guys my dad's played with. And, like, looking back at it, I didn't think anything of it. But now that I'm older, I really appreciate all those guys, how they treated me. Like, me the little kid running around the clubhouse. It was pretty sweet. But on the other hand, too, with a father as a vision, you get these expectations saying, "Oh, you got to be big leagues too." So, I'm tough with myself, and I put the added pressure on it. And, like, want to be like my dad, you know, same as everyone. So.
Yeah.
But it's all in all, it's definitely growing up like that, and just kind of, I just want to follow in his footsteps. And he always says, "I want you to be better than me." So.
Hey,
every other father would. So,
and that's exactly the way fathers think, man. You know, they. I have two boys, and you know, and that's just dads, man. You always want the best for your kids, and you got to be better. And man, just what a story, though. I mean, it's just interesting. I know when my producer told me that your dad played and was coaching at USC, I'm like, wow, this is really good stuff. So we're gonna have fun with this. So, folks, once again, I'm talking with Drew Stankiewicz of the Reno Aces of the Pacific Coast League and the AAA team of the Arizona Diamondbacks. So let me tell you my affiliation with the Pacific Coast League. Way back in the day, they used to have the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They still got that team?
Yeah, that's a team for the Dodgers, I believe.
Okay.
The high A team for the Dodgers, I believe.
Okay, and then they also had the Lake Elsinore Storm.
Yep, that is still a team as well.
Okay, and it's just amazing because when I first started doing radio, and I was just telling the listeners before we even got on the air that I started at a radio station in Moreno Valley, and my first assignments were covering the Quakes and the Storm. So I'm all familiar with that Pacific Coast League, which is interesting. So, but I tell you what, a lot of listeners are not all that up to date on the AAA, the AA, the single A. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, so I mean, when I got drafted, there was a short season, and then there was short season and rookie ball, and then there's low A, then high A, then double A, then triple A, then obviously the major leagues. So there was seven minor league teams per affiliate. A lot of people don't know that. So you literally got to work your way up one by one, or if you're a high draft pick, maybe you skip a level or something like that, but. So yeah, it works like that. And now actually, recently they took out. There's no more short season. Like when you get drafted, obviously you get drafted in the summer, and the season's still going on. That's why they call it short season, because it's only a month or two, or
okay,
2 months or so. But they got rid of short season. So now what they have is they have the low A teams, the high A teams, the double A teams, and the triple A teams, and everyone's teams are all over the country. And usually they try to keep it kind of geographically, that makes sense.
Yeah.
To the big league team, like the Philadelphia Phillies, the spring training's in Clearwater, Florida, and the rookie ball's there, and the low A team's there as well. And then the high A team's in Lakewood, New Jersey, which is close to Philly. Double A Redding, Fighting Phils, and that's in Pennsylvania, and then Lehigh Valley, which is they're all within like an hour or two of Philadelphia. So They all want to try to keep close geographically.
Yeah, because especially, you know, with traveling and everything. So now, which one is the one where you get called up directly to the majors? Is that from the
AAA right here?
The AAA. Ways. Okay, gotcha.
We've had quite a few guys, even the last 2 days, get called up for the majors.
Got you. Hey, that is great stuff, man. That is just really good to hear. And so I tell you what, let's talk about baseball right now. Let's talk about let's talk about your game. I believe do you have a game tonight, or did you have one last night?
We have games Tuesday through Sunday here in Las Vegas.
Okay, and so who are you playing tomorrow?
Well, we have a six-game series against the Las Vegas Aviators.
Okay, the Aviators. Okay.
Yes. So six games in a row here in Vegas.
Wow, so it's almost like it's the best of the six. So where are you guys at in the series right now?
I think we've only lost one game so far. So we won Tuesday, won Monday, lost Thursday, and we won yesterday. So we play today and tomorrow. But it's not so much a series. It's kind of a cumulative of your record.
Okay.
And, we're in first place. We already clinched. So we already won first place. So
okay.
We're actually coming back here next week for the CL championship game. It's a one-shot game here at Las Vegas next Friday.
Okay. Yeah, so great stuff there.
These games essentially don't really matter to our record.
Okay.
Because we already won our division.
Ah, got you. So you know what? Let me ask you this, because you know, so you spend time in Vegas, and you know, and I talk. I bring this question up to a lot of my guests because Las Vegas is becoming such a major sports town. You know, they have the NHL, they have the NFL, they got the WNBA, and there has been, you know, rumors, and I don't even know if you've heard about this, that they are soon to get a Major League Baseball team. So what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I've heard those rumors, and I think that would be fantastic for the city of Las Vegas and for Major League Baseball, in my opinion. I mean, look at the Raiders and the Golden Knights and the WNBA team are doing. Like, it's booming. It's absolutely blowing up. And I don't know if a big league team fit in this stadium. They might have to build a new one or just add on to this. The stadium here in Vegas is absolutely beautiful. It's state of the art. But I think it'd be great for Major League Baseball and for the city.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I mean, it's just becoming such a major sports town, and you know, this city is big and small enough for Major League Baseball. So we hope to get to see that. So hey, let's talk about the Major League Baseball now, and I'm gonna look at the standings here. And of course, you know what? We have you heard of this guy named Aaron Judge? I mean, people kind of know him.
Oh yeah. I think I've heard of him once or twice. Actually, me and him we have the same agent, so we work out the office or something.
Wow, that's great stuff then. So
yeah.
And then, because your dad played for the Yankees, so what are your thoughts on Aaron Judge, man? Is he just not a beast of a player?
Oh, my gosh. And he is an absolute amazing baseball player and even better person as well. Like, I can't stress, like, obviously, you guys see it day in and day out. They hit homers, hit for average, RBIs, but I'm not going to speak a testament to his character and how he's just a stand-up guy. He's obviously 6'12 and 300 pounds of pure muscle, but he's a gentle giant. He's super nice, super respectful, great dude. What he's doing in New York City right now is absolutely, it's great for the sport, too. It's gotten more and more people captivated back into baseball. Now baseball is worried about viewers and TV stuff, but I think this is absolutely perfect, and I think he's going to get it done.
I think he's going to get it done.
He didn't get it done today, but I was watching every at-bat we were all watching, though. Here in the Red Bull right now in the casino, I went downstairs to watch some football, and sure enough, everyone just around a TV when Aaron Judge hits the bat. And that's how you grow baseball, and that's just perfect.
It's must-see TV. And look, if it's not Aaron Judge, we're waiting on Albert Pujols to do his thing, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and what he did last night was during our game, actually, and someone came in our dugout saying, hey, Pujols hit 700. I'm like, what, two? And it was crazy.
And Drew, look, I'm happy and sad because it happened against my Dodgers. My Dodgers, the Dodgers always seems to give up big historic hits. to other teams. Everyone can remember, and I know you probably know the history now, Hank Aaron, when he got his big home run, it was against the Dodgers. I mean, the Dodgers are just known for being on the wrong side of history.
That is, I don't know if you saw the video of Dave Roberts when Pujols hit his second home run. He was like, he cheered for a second, then he remembered, like, oh, wait, we're playing against them.
Yeah, you got to think about that real quick. Like, I mean, it's just crazy stuff. So, but hey, I want to get your thoughts on Major League Baseball now with the new format that they have, you know, for the playoffs. You know, Drew, and this is my opinion, I just think this is one of the most remarkable seasons for baseball. Teams that you just didn't expect. The Mets, the Mets haven't been relevant for a long time. The mm-hmm. Cardinals, Albert Pujols has done more for this team than people think. And then you look at the Guardians now. They come in with, you know, they rebrand, come in with a new name, and look at what they're doing. And then you have the Astros that just continue to dominate.
It's great for the sport. Still the Dodgers and the Yankees are still always going to be great. They're well run, and they know what it takes to win. But I mean, it got kind of boring just seeing the Yankees, just seeing the Red Sox, just seeing like
absolutely
all the top main teams, and now you're seeing these lower market teams have success. And it's absolutely like I said, baseball has never been in a better spot.
Yeah,
and
agree.
It's only go up from here, and I think we're in a really good spot to move forward.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna have like maybe five or six teams with 100 wins. I don't remember the last time when that happened, and you know, it's just incredible. Now I do remember I was at the World Series between the Yankees and the Padres, and I remember I think the Yankees didn't they win like 120 something games that like the 99-98 season.
Oh, it seemed like it was 200. It was,
yeah,
I don't know the exact number, but yeah, it seemed like they couldn't even tell if they wanted to.
Yeah, it's just amazing stuff. So, I mean, what's your outlook? What do you think the matchup is going to be? I know, the Diamondbacks are not, you know, having the best season, you know, but of course, Diamondbacks have, you know, carved their way into the history. So, what is it going to take for the Diamondbacks to get back on top of the National League West?
Oh shoot! I mean, so I know Arizona doesn't have the money that the LA Dodgers have and the San Diego Padres. I mean, look at their team up and down the lineup. So I think the D-backs, I think honestly, we're in a really good spot. We have to rely on our, like, the young guys and prospects coming up before they sign their huge deals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's exactly what the D-backs are doing. They called up Corbin Carroll, Alec Thomas, both guys that I played with in the minor leagues, and they got called up. They're both really, really young, 23, 22, 24 maybe. I can't remember exactly, but I know they're under 25. And they're producing in the big leagues. And I think that's what it's going to take for the D-backs. I think you got to rely on your young guys. Kind of like when quarterbacks, like, they're on the rookie deal. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's exactly what the Diamondbacks have.
That's great stuff. So, and any predictions on just who, you know, who's going to represent the National League and the American League in the World Series?
Oh, shoot. Well, I mean, obviously, my dad was in the big league with the Yankees, and I grew up a Yankee fan until I got drafted by the Phillies, and then I had to play them every other weekend, and I hated playing them. I mean, I think it'd be great for baseball. If you see the Yankees and the Dodgers, I mean, that just must watch. That would be the most most viewed. So, yeah, I'm just going to go.
Hey, that's not a bad pick.
I think I'll go with those two.
Okay, hey, I'm right there with you. That's classic. That's just a classic series. And, you know, back in the day, the Brooklyn Dodgers and Yankees, that was all of baseball. I mean, they invented baseball almost. So that's great stuff. Hey, Drew, I tell you what, man, if you are ever in Las Vegas, I'd love to meet you. Come down here and we can just do a show in person, man, because it's been really fun talking to you.
No, yeah, that'd be great. I'm actually here next week for the championship game, so maybe we'll get that set up.
Okay. All right. Hey, I appreciate it. So, hey, I'm going to let you go and get ready. And you're probably watching, what, college basketball? Do you guys get kind of – I mean, not college basketball, college football today?
Oh, yeah, that's our – there's not a game that I don't watch. I'm a big college football guy, and I've been a USC fan my whole life, so fight on.
So you're getting ready for the big Oregon State-USC game then, right?
I mean, I wouldn't say big.
All right. Hey, folks. Drew Stankiewicz joining us here on the Mean Gene Show. And, Drew, hey, we wish you the best of luck, my man.
Awesome, man. Thanks for having me. Pleasure.
All right. Same here. All right, folks. Hey, this is great stuff here. It's not every day we get to talk to a big-time baseball player. And I certainly enjoyed having Drew on. And we'll try to get him back here. And I want to thank my producer, Ray Lee Cadenhead, for getting this interview, because it's just fun. It's just fun to talk, baseball. And we're probably going to be talking a lot about it here over the next couple of weeks as we get closer to the pennant races. There's going to be so much going on in the world of sports. You got college football going on. You got the NFL. You're going to have the baseball playoffs. And, of course, at some point in time, the NBA season starts and the NHL season starts. So a great time to be a sports fan. And we're going to try to do our best to bring you as much information about what's going on and out of Las Vegas, of course. But, hey, do me a favor, though. When you get that free time, you get that downtime, you want to look for a place to hang out and party, and just come to Las Vegas. Come to Las Vegas. Stay at the Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. You're going to absolutely enjoy it. So much to do. They're not on the strip, so you don't have to be, bogged down with traffic and taxicabs and Uber drivers just blowing horns at each other. You can just come over here. This place is right off the 4455 Paradise Road, real close to the airport. Get your Uber, your Captain Limo to bring you on over here and enjoy yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and call it a day. And we're going to get ready for the Sports King Show. So I hope you enjoyed the Mean Gene Show. Want to thank my guest, Drew Stankiewicz. Want to thank also from the Las Vegas Lights, and that is my friend Abraham Romero. Good luck on your game tonight, and we'll follow back up with those guys. So, hey, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you back here next week on the Mean Gene Show.